Devante Hines remembers a connection to music from the time he was a little boy.
My older sister would play piano. I would cry when she wasn't around, so my mom would put me in her piano lessons.
No surprise, music is still a source of comfort all these years later, both for him and now for the people who listen to him. Thirty-year-old Dev Hines records under the name Blood Orange. He layers his music with instruments, vocals, street sounds. The tunes can be sad and soulful. They can be political, or some of his songs are just all about getting out on the dance floor. Listen to his new album, Freetown Sound, and you feel a little like you're opening up a diary Hines might have kept from his youth. Growing up black in suburban England, the emotional scars of being singled out and scrutinized, and also much, much worse. Dev Hines is the son of two immigrants. His mom was from Guyana, his dad from Sierra Leone. He grew up in Essex, which he calls the Jersey of England, as in New Jersey, surrounded by a group of guys known as boy racers.
Basically, boys that are obsessed with cars and very big on sports, going out and getting wasted and like fighting. It is somewhat like the guys in Jersey Shore.
And were you in that scene?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't, but I am insanely obsessed with sports. So I guess I got that from it.
You've talked about being bullied a lot when you were growing up in Essex. And you've spoken before about confronting issues about race, about gender, about sexuality. I mean, what exactly was going on when you were a boy?
People, especially in Essex and East London, maybe times are different now a little bit, but were very closed-minded. And so the idea of being slightly different of some kind is a big no-no. I mean, it was hell. It was crazy moments, put in hospital at times, knives pulled on me, gun pulled on me at one point. It's one gang just kind of relentlessly would attack me, spit on me on the bus. And I remember growing up, like, if I saw the English flag or the Union Jack outside of a pub, I would cross the street.
In what way did they see you as different?
Well, you know, I think in black culture, I should add as well that I'd say like 90% of the people bullying me were black, which it was extremely confusing. There's such a big deal with a sense of, I guess, like Negro masculinity. And I think anything that, especially in a part of the world where I think history of black people isn't particularly taught. Now it might be a little different, but back then everything I ever learned was from going to the library. And so I think there was this sense of like being afraid on their part, and a sense as well of trying to show their masculinity in the form of oppression, bullying, and violence.
What was your release? Like, was there music you were listening to at that point to kind of get through these times? Or,
I mean, I was listening to music, but honestly, my release was sports. And it's really the same now, in a way. I mean, I guess I've never thought about this till now, but I think a lot of musicians playing live is that kind of adrenaline release. I think for me, it's playing football or basketball. I was never in my bedroom, like, playing guitar in front of a mirror. You know, it wasn't even, that was not my thing.
Then what are you getting out of the music?
I mean, I love it. To me, music is like breathing. It's not even a, there's never a moment I don't know how to do it. And that is very therapeutic and feels great. But it's not an adrenaline release.
You did say that this album is for everyone told they're not black enough, too black, too queer, not queer the right way, the underappreciated. I mean, I listen to that and I think of an artist like David Bowie and sort of what he was known for, just embracing everyone and being sort of a door that was open to anyone who wanted to love his music in whatever way it happened.
That's a huge, huge compliment to even be in that sentence. Or, I mean, I'm a huge Bowie fan, him and Prince, and it's awful that we lost both of them within a year, but both those people were very influential. Like, not even speaking musically, because I think that's just very apparent, but to me, the main influence is how they were the most themselves they could ever be. And what that does for people, it can't be understated. Like, that is so huge for so many people growing up. Can you feel the way they think about me through the years? Told me I should just be myself. This album, I really want it to be the most me and the most enjoyable thing that I can do. Then that is doing something for someone somewhere.
Dev, thanks so much for talking to us, and best of luck with the album. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Devante Hynes, who goes by the name Blood Orange. His new album is called Freetown Sound.